freight rate, and the constituent is in a bad shape as it is. Her consultant, the time it comes around to do her hip, he could be retired, and it could be somebody else. But it's the fact, I think the constituent is in a bad way now after being told this, and already been on the waiting list 2 years, and to be told that he only does 3 hip replacements a week. And so if you do that, that's only 12 a month, which is only 144 a year. And that's not then to say who else is on the list between now and then. And somebody with an emergency might jump the list. But my constituent is in an awful state health-wise because of her hip. And it's just unreal. The consultant is more or less saying that when we've no executive, we have no one to make decisions about funding for health or anything like that. So basically what I'm saying is here now, our constituents are now the people on the ground suffering. Those are the people that have voted every time in the elections, and they're all now suffering. And this is just not the first case that has come to me about a hip replacement. One constituent was waiting 3.5 years. You know, how long do these people have to suffer before the Western Health takes on board what's happening here?
And unfortunately, the stark reality is that these delays are only going to increase unless an executive is up and running.
Yes, Michaela, it is. It seems the way. If we don't have an executive who is paying its members for not sitting, and yet our constituents are the people suffering on the ground, day in and day out.